this matters a lot because it allows Alaska Native tribes within the state to put land into federal trust, protecting it from sale, from giveaway, from anything that they don't want effectively. It's a form of long-term protection that places this land under tribal law rather than state or local law. And the main idea is that putting land into trust is something that Alaska tribes haven't been able to do since the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act in the 1970s.
So can you walk me through what the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act is and why it's influencing what's happening today?
We know that Alaska Natives have lived in Alaska for tens of thousands of years, since time immemorial, as the phrase goes. The Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act back in the 1970s was designed to settle what's known as Aboriginal land claims. The idea that folks have been living here for so long, they should have title or right to the land around them, the land that they have used. The Settlement Act was designed to settle those Aboriginal claims to land. But what it did was it didn't give land to tribes. Instead, it created corporations to hold that land. And those corporations have rights, but they're not sovereign governments. And in the decades since then, there have been plenty of people who are unhappy with that result, even though corporations received millions of acres of land and millions of dollars. It didn't answer all of the problems that Alaska Natives have had with the current system. And so by putting land into trust, you can put land under the authority of these sovereign tribal governments, allowing them to exert tribal law on that land.
So in Alaska, who's going to be impacted the most by this?
It has the potential to impact virtually everyone in the state. There are almost 230 federally recognized tribes in the state, and until now, most of those tribes have had very small land bases. Now, tribes can take a greater influence in how land is administered here. And say, for example, Tlingit Haida's situation here in Juneau. They're seeking to put a fairly notable part of downtown Juneau into trust, and that's has the potential to impact all of the people who live around that plot of land.
But the ruling wasn't exactly cut and dry, right? Explain to me some of the intricacies of this particular ruling.
So the ruling this week matters because it says that tribes can do this, but it wasn't a complete win for the federal government or for Tlingit and Haida. Judge Gleason, who gave the ruling, said that the process used in the particular case that was before her court was flawed and needs to be started over. That while tribes and the federal government can do this process, the process that was used in the case under question wasn't correct. So Tlingit and Haida is going to have to go back to the federal government. They're going to have to restart this process. And it might take a little bit for that to happen. But in the end, the most important thing is that Tlingit and Haida and other tribes will be able to do this process.
So why did the state of Alaska sue in the first place?
The state of Alaska, through various governors, various legislatures, has always been somewhat skeptical of tribal sovereignty, of tribal land claims. And in challenging tribes' ability to put land into trust, this latest lawsuit was following in the state's historical pattern, because the state government, state governors, feel they have a responsibility for all their state residents, and they worry that allowing tribes to put land into trust could create lots of patches of varying jurisdictions that might deprive different residents of rights.
So what's next?
Yeah, this decision could end up getting appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. It could end up reaching the U.S. Supreme Court, and we could see changes if there's a new presidential administration as well. Policies on native land claims have, and putting land into trust, have varied from presidential administration to presidential administration. And so we could see that change as well. While this is an important step, it's not the last word by any means.